From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we're paying tribute to some of those who died this past year, and today's story honors the briefest of lives, infants who die at birth or shortly after. Baruch Levi Blum was born earlier this month in Toronto's Mount Sinai Hospital. He lived for 10 minutes. Though it was too short a life for an obituary, his mother found a way to memorialize him. Mary Beth Kirshner brings us their story.
Joanna Blum had known for months that she wanted a photographer to be there at the birth of her baby son. Doctors did not expect him to live. On December 1st, Joanna had an emergency C-section. Her husband was sitting at her side, holding her hand. There was a blur of activity in the operating room.
And I looked towards the wall and I saw this really unassuming figure dressed up in a gown, her face covered, and she was holding the camera in her hand.
Doctors whisked Joanna's 2-pound, 11-ounce baby away, and they struggled to keep Baruch Levi Blum alive for 10 long minutes. He had a birth defect of the brain, and his heart had failed. His tiny body was brought to Joanna in the recovery room. Ashley Hutchison was there, too.
When I walked into the room where Joanna was with her son, she looked up at me, and we locked eyes and kind of looked at each other, and there was a small smile from both of us, and said to her, "Wow, he looks beautiful. He's pretty beautiful."
Oh.
When I start taking pictures, it's like I'm not there. So Joanna looked down at her son, and that was that. They were having their moment, and I was in the background, and it's that simple.
Oh. Ashley Hutchison is a photojournalist in Toronto. Joanna found Ashley through the nonprofit organization Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, which connects volunteer photographers with parents who want their babies memorialized. During the past year, Ashley has photographed 15 stillborn infants and their families.
I do have a sense and an understanding of how important these pictures will be to the family. But that's something I do try to keep out of my mind when I'm there, because it is a very stressful thought. If it doesn't work out, or if the lighting's not right, or all of these things that you might think about as a photographer are not important. And I guess what it comes down to is that even if one picture works out, that's all they need.
That's great. I'm going to move this so I can see his beautiful little face. Oh, looks great.
So tight.
Joanna Blum was born in Poland. She has 5 children at home, ranging in age from 16 years to 15 months. Joanna says baby Baruch has the same curly hair and nose of her other kids. Ashley captured Joanna gazing at every detail. Joanna's favorite photo was taken minutes later.
When I undressed the baby and I just put him on my bare chest, but I could still feel the warmth of his body and the softness of his skin, welcome him and I suppose say goodbye to him at the same time. Oh. I was absolutely stunned by the beauty of his whole being. I don't even know if there's any words to describe, no matter what your background or, you know, what your beliefs or your religion, there was something so divine and so much bigger than all of us.
It's so hard to believe.
It almost felt as though we were not holding a baby, but as though we were holding an angel. You know, in years to come, this is not going to become some fuzzy memory, but that this indeed was a very, very real moment.
Joanna and Ashley had spent no more than 20 minutes together when Ashley sensed it was time to leave Joanna alone with her son.
We can go and give you guys a minute, okay?
Okay.
Doing great.
2 days later, while recuperating in the hospital from her surgery, Joanna's thoughts drifted to the photographer she barely knew, and she sent Ashley an email.
I thanked her so much. We don't like to think of, you know, dying, especially little babies dying. The cruel and ugly face of life to, you know, open your arms and say, I'm going to be there for you whenever you call me. I don't know you, I don't know who you are, but yet I'm going to give my time. So you have something in years to come that will help you in a healing process. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that.
And I wrote her back, and I said, thank you. You've taught me a lot about strength and courage, as did your son. She told me that I've become part of her family in such a profound way that I'll never know. And I only met her for 20 minutes.
Our story was produced by independent producer Mary Beth Kirshner with help from Tina Pittaway in Toronto.